Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On December 1st, somebody's going to win $2,000. It's whoever makes the best original Ron Paul 2008 television ad. You should do it for free, but we're launching it December 1st. That's in 17 days, plenty of time. You will win the $2,000. That'll be up by this evening. Also, I'm Colin Zogby, and I'm going to fund a poll, a real poll. Who do you most support for Republican nominee? Or a question like, if you were supporting Republicans, which Republican candidate do you like the most? Which Republican candidate would you like to see win the Republican nomination? Who do you think will win? Three questions, simple. Just ask the question, Zogby. I'm predicting Ron Paul will have a narrow first place against Mitt Romney and against the other minions. I'm predicting that people will still buy the propaganda and will say that they don't think he's going to win. That's it. We're calling Zogby right now. I keep putting these ideas out for weeks and nobody picks up the ball and goes with it. I am glad that Lyman picked up the ball when I suggested $10 million, $5 million raised on each day, the 16th and 17th. We're trying to push that at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're trying to do everything we can in this fight. We're going to have open phones in this hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I would like to hear what you have to say about a Homeland Security congressional meeting that they just had a few days ago that just popped up on C-SPAN last night. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And they are saying that the mentioning terrorists, Al-Qaeda training camps on the Internet, and then mixing in 9/11 truth sites. It goes on for hours. We're trying to just grab clips out of it, but there's so much of it. And how they need to restrict and control these terrorist activities, and that ties into the homegrown, you know, domestic terrorism prevention body that Congress is setting up, I guess, to be run by the ADL and other miscreants. So that's where we stand right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be going over that report. I hope you want to talk about that. I hope you want to talk about Ron Paul. When Zogby calls you up, we've got the poll. It's big news. When Zogby calls you up and says, hey, who are you voting for president? Zogby International poll. And if you say Ron Paul, they then ask you about your favorite sexual position and how you cook rice and how much money you make, and all these things designed to make you hang the phone up. And they say, oh, can't have Ron Paul at it. They didn't complete the survey. Think of the diabolical nature, and all the big pollsters are doing that because it's who comes and pays them. The big media comes and pays Zogby to do that. Consortium of Media paid for that poll, and that's what they wanted. They wanted the results. Well, I won't call Zogby and say, cook the poll. I'll say, just ask who they want to be the Republican nominee, and then we'll list the top seven candidates. We'll even stick Ron Paul in the middle. See, if I wanted to rig things, I'd put him first, and then if somebody said anybody else, I would then have them ask about sexual positions. Oh, you're for Ron Paul. Thank you. Let me ask you a few more questions. What is your favorite sexual position, if you don't mind me asking? They actually do that. Now, would you hang the phone up? I know I would. What is your favorite sexual position? This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous if this is the case. And it reportedly is. So, absolutely off the charts to have these type of things going on. But it's all staged. You know, now we have a Hillary questioner claims I wasn't the only one at the event that was a plant. Of course. I mean, FEMA has fake newscasts with fake reporters in the audience. The Republicans make you sign a waiver saying you're a supporter before you go into a, quote, public town hall. You're arrested if you have any kind of peace shirt on. It's all rigged, folks. It's rigged. It's staged. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm gonna leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The dominant media, the majority of it, if it's produced by political parties or big corporations, is a tissue of lies. The big national events you see are staged. Many of the smaller news stories and side issues are not. They don't have complete control. Most people just believe in the propaganda themselves and then parrot it, regurgitate it, mockingbird it, snowball it. But student described how she became a Clinton plant. This is from CNN. Even they spin it. Here it is.
It was a campaign event in Iowa that largely went unnoticed until a Grinnell College student told her student paper that a Clinton campaign staffer prompted her to ask Senator Clinton a question about global warming.
As a young person, I'm worried about the long-term effects of global warming. How does your plan combat climate change?
Well, you should be worried. And, you know, I find as I travel around Iowa that it's usually young people ask me about global warming.
The Clinton campaign admits a staffer encouraged the question, but insists Senator Clinton was not aware of it. The Democratic presidential hopeful told reporters, quote, "It was news to me, and neither I nor my campaign approve of that, and it will certainly not be tolerated." But a second incident at an Iowa event last spring is being disputed. Democrat Jeffrey Mitchell, a Barack Obama supporter, told us by phone that a Clinton staffer encouraged him to ask Senator Clinton a question about Iraq.
He asked me if I would ask Senator Clinton about ways that she was going to confront the president on the war in Iraq, specifically war funding. and I told him that that was not a question that I felt comfortable asking.
Turns out, no questions were taken. When asked about the event, a Clinton campaign spokesman says a campaign staffer bumped into someone he marginally knew. They started talking.
That's enough. It goes on and on. Now, let's expand on that. A few weeks ago, Hillary Clinton was at a major university and a public event outside a park at a square in the middle of the campus. And there were other people's campaign signs. They didn't care about that. They were busy trying to pull down and physically trying to pull down and block and physically grabbing the Ron Paul 2008 banner that two people were carrying, about, I don't know, about an 8 foot long, 5 foot tall banner. There's video of them, and then they come up and say, "Who are you? Violate my free speech." Well, I work for the Hillary campaign. The director hired me and told me to go around and take down Ron Paul signs. Well, hey, this is America. This is university. We're students. We're allowed to hold this up. This is what they do. They don't like our First Amendment. They don't like our Second Amendment. They don't like our borders. They don't like our sovereignty. They don't like any of it. I'm trying to not get mad. We just got to get behind Ron Paul. They're scared of him. They're doing everything they can to try to stop him. I'm going to take calls, and I'm going to get into them trying to demonize Lou Dobbs and why this is important. It's a bigger story. Then I've got economic news and war news and, well, just a lot more today for you. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. You know, it's really tough not to get mad when it, with all the garbage that's going down. It's really difficult. So I just want to say thanks for what you do once again for myself and all the people that are listening. And the questions that I have here are not I'm not trying to play stump the professor, but you're the only person that I know of that spoke of these things. So the first question is, when you were on Coast to Coast the other night, you mentioned that there were two congressmen that investigated Marine General Smedley Butler when Prescott Bush tried to bribe him or whatever, talk him into revolting on the Capitol.
That's the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. They were widely televised and all over the news. By televised, they were on the newsreels and all over radio. We even have video of that, film footage of that in Endgame.
Okay, very good. All right, then the next thing was E. Howard Hunt. Was he one of the tramps, one of the three tramps?
Yes.
Okay, do you know which one in one of the pictures? Do you know which
one? Yeah, he's with
him?
Frank Sturgis and one other that'll pop in my head, another really famous high-level CIA commander.
Okay, wasn't it Woody Harrelson's father, I think?
Charles Harrelson.
Okay, and then Sturgis was
one
of them.
Yeah, but that's not in the photo with Sturgis and Hunt and the other guy. That's in a Dallas Times Herald photo, plain as day, up close, you know, not even grainy, great black and white photo, full length. I mean, it's him in the picture, walking with police on both arms, Charles Harrelson, spitting image, looks like Woody.
Okay,
but that's a separate photo. There was like 10 of them back there, and the cops all saw the shots, the smoke, the motorcycle cops jump off and run up the hill. They know where the attack's coming from, and they find a bunch of tramps sitting there who just thrown their weapons in the back of a truck that screeched off, and they end up a green pickup truck. They end up grabbing the people and taking them in, and then the detectives who had actually been in on the meetings before and the weeks before and on the kill, the same detectives that, you know, held up, you know, they walk out and they hold up Oswald to get killed by Jack Ruby. I mean, you even see him getting ready and gutting up and baring their teeth and, you know, walks up and shoots him. That photo's all over the web. And it was in the Dallas Morning News. Also, Dallas Times Herald took similar photos of them walking out when they were being released. They had their collars up around their faces. E. Howard Hunt, again, they name Mission Impossible Ethan Hunt after. You know, he totally deforms his face and puffs his mouth up, and you see him puffing his cheeks out, squeezing his eyes. That's a technique if you're being photographed. It's better than even covering your face. But then other photos were taken where he dropped the pose, holding his breath, and it's clearly him. His son, you know, has identified it as him, but now he's admitted he did it.
Okay, and then the last question I had for you, you had mentioned concerning a live AIDS virus that was put in corn, and you mentioned the name Protegene. Now, can you tell me how you're spelling it, and whether is that the name of a company or something?
Yeah, it's Protegene, and in, was it 2001 or was it 2000? It was in the AP Austin American Statesman, all over, a Texas-based company with pharmacological corn, a whole list of things they were trying to grow in corn where the corn cells secrete it so they can then extract it. And one of them was a, quote, AIDS vaccine that was an altered AIDS live virus in it. And in 97 locations from Nebraska to Iowa to Texas, they literally had guys in spacesuits, you know, in the hoods and the helmets, yeah, and helicopters out burning the fields. And that was in, wow, the news. Just type pharmacological corn in, AIDS virus, and it'll come up. In fact, I was on the show and said it, and he went, what? So I Googled it, and there were,
right,
going from memory, did I say 124,000 hits.
Okay, and so it is a Texas, the name of a Texas company, you
said. It's now defunct, I believe, but yeah, that was in the news.
Okay, all right, and thank you also for reading that article yesterday on the news or on the air about the radiation. That was amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, I ended up staying up late last night, getting about 20-30 articles mainstream, because I thought I'll just come in and cover those today, but I just don't have time. But sometime this week, I'm going to do a whole presentation, not just off some article boiling it all down, but the actual studies and other news articles.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you once again for all you do, Alex. We really appreciate it out here, us that are trying to get real news as opposed to just garbage from the mainstream.
It's McCormick Dickstein Committee. It's Dallas Morning News, Dallas Times Herald Photos, and it's Protegene, Pharmacological Corn AIDS Virus.
All right, thank you once again.
Yeah, those are your keywords. You'll find more than you could ever imagine under those searches. Just type E. Howard Hunt, Dallas, into Google, and you'll get that photo for yourself right there. Excellent caller, excellent questions. Doug in Delaware, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to mention about that committee that they had on C-SPAN attacking the truth movement.
I want to be clear. It's hours of it. I've only watched probably 30 minutes this morning. John's trying to watch it right now to get all the clips out. What did you see?
Well, it's not what I saw. It's what I've observed about the entire aspect of it is that it's an attack. And
oh, it's a scripted attack that was launched 3 weeks ago in unison.
Right. So that means we've moved past their first line of defense, which is ridicule.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you
right.
win. So we're now into phase three.
Line.
We're
right.
into phase three.
Right. So it's actually heartening to see that, because what's the next step? We win.
Well, people don't know why I give the analogy of when you're over the target, you get the flak. But the Germans would burn thousands of these big tar pots over their industrial centers in Poland, Germany, France, surrounding areas, Serbia, the Balkans. And so when a fleet of 500, some cases 1,000 B-17s or flying coffin Liberators were coming in with my daddy's daddy in them, they would be coming in, and they would be smoke everywhere. So they knew the smoke was over this place, but also they'd burn separate ones out in the middle of fields to confuse them. And so they learned that, but the Germans would put rings of flak actually around, though, the place that was actually, they wouldn't waste ammo. And so they knew, in some attacks they would lose, on average they would lose half in some of the attacks, but on some they would lose 90%+ of their planes. And they would literally fly into not just the exploding shells, but just the falling metal. Because flak would go up, blow up, fall, and then, you know, come down at 100 miles an hour on top of the planes, blow out their engines. You name it. And so they knew when to drop their bombs because they would go through the ring of flak and then they'd be right over the factories and they'd, you know, bombs away.
Right.
And so, yes,
so
we are now over the factories, yes.
Right. So, that, you know, that's another reason to just make more effort, you know, put out more effort towards it, because it's a positive that they're attacking now, because now they are on the defensive.
It's not a positive if you're me, though, man.
No, no.
Can you imagine being right at the tip of the spear?
Well, just you just got to be careful. But
it's in God's hands, my friend.
Right. So, but I'd seen Endgame up in New York, and that, you know, that may be another reason why they're attacking, because, you know, you've gotten that word out there.
Loose Change Final Cut now available at InfoWars.com. So is Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Call 888-253-3139. Get Endgame. Make copies. Get it out to everybody. Go to Amazon.com right now. We got links on Prison Planet. Buy it online at Amazon and get $5 off. Let's drive it today. Today's the day to buy to number one. Let's do it together. We pushed it to number eight with Terror Storm. Let's go to number one.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The horse, I've seen him cry. Welcome back. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Thanks. You're the notorious, disreputable, soon-to-be infamous Alex Jones. One aside, there's a great article that's in the Der Spiegel written by Gabor Steingart. It's entitled A Pearl Harbor Without War. It's published today online, Spiegel Online. And in it, he says that the Superfund is nothing but a PR gag, and that we have to move the industry back into this country so we can have productive jobs. Now,
yeah, that's right. They have totally destroyed the economy and given us a debt economy for servitude. It's only going to get worse.
Okay. My center of gravity, the Zionist nihilist, Hebephrenic Hebrews at the Wiesenthal Center. They have set up with the University of Arizona Project Dark Web, and they're using U.S. tax dollars and the House on Un-American Activities to blacklist us and to blackball us.
Yeah, they're actually really doing that. This is McCarthyism, but for real this time. And they literally in this newscast, and it's coming up, well, not newscast, these clips, they literally are saying, we have the text of it up on Infowars.net, they'll talk about Adam Gadon, the grandson of the ADL head, who's now Al-Qaeda, and say he wants to kill Americans. They'll say, here's training camp photos, and here's the terrorist websites, and then, by the way, 9/11 Truth, is helping them. And, by the way, scholars for 9/11, these different groups, all these organizations, the architects and engineers, they're bad. I mean, this is not going to work. I mean, how obvious does this have to get?
Well, the thing is that who nominated these extra legal vigilantes to go after anybody in the country and denounce somebody as a Benedict Arnold? I mean, who gave them the authority and the power? What legal authority do they have?
Well, I'll say this. The ADL has been caught repeatedly and been criminally charged and has been found civilly liable for millions for slandering people, for stealing police files, for engaging in clandestine operations for Israel in this nation. And I think it's clear who the foreign threat is.
Yeah, it's those people because they're working proxy for a foreign government.
Man, I know, it's just incredible. But how obvious is it when the grandson of the head of the ADL is the American Al-Qaeda in English saying, I'm going to get you, I'm going to kill you, and he pops up every time and agrees with whatever George Bush is saying?
It's all fabricated. It's all fictitious. Fictitious characters.
It's as fake as that FEMA.
Play acting.
Exactly. It's as fake as that FEMA fake press conference they had 3 weeks ago.
All righty. Thank you, Alex.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Now, I want to be clear here, folks. I'll criticize Israel for government-sponsored terror. Their own newspapers admit it. I'll criticize Israel as a corrupt foreign power meddling in our affairs. My only problem is people think that's the only evil on earth. No, there's evil everywhere in high places. So, see, I criticize the Catholic Church for their corruption. I criticize the Baptists for the weird stuff they're doing. I criticize the Israeli groups. Again, it's high places. That's what the Founding Fathers said. Big institutions. Powerful, dominant men. We got time for another call. Dan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's
good.
An honor and pleasure. It's funny what the Hillary plan. I mean, they don't have a choice at this point. They know. I mean, look what's going on. We are changed. You know, everywhere that Giuliani goes or Hillary goes, they get confronted. They get a question that isn't a softball question. And they're afraid now, so they don't have a choice. And, the Homeland Security saying we're all terrorists. I mean, we're saying that you're the terrorist, so they don't have a choice but to come back and say that we're the terrorists.
And they're trying to chill free speech because they can't win a debate with us.
No. It's absolutely amazing. I just wanted to say Endgame, absolutely love it. I mean, from watching Masters of America Destroyed by Design and Masters of Terror to this, it's like finger painting to Picasso, my friend. I mean, you did an absolutely wonderful job, and congratulations on
it.
And
I mean, it's my vision, but my team, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Michael McWhorter, the camera guys, I mean, it was a team effort, but thank you.
You're welcome. And I just want to say, everybody get out there and buy Endgame on Amazon. Let's push it to number one. And just keep up the fight.
Absolutely. A number one, ladies and gentlemen, could do so much with putting this in stores and video stores. Do your Christmas shopping right now, folks. Go to PrisonPlanet.com, $14 for Endgame. 2 hours, 20 minutes long, 40 minutes of extras, my masterpiece. Please go get it now at Amazon.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Longs, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, I've got some other news. It's very important we need to cover, and then I will go to Rick and many others that are patiently holding. Before I get into that news, I want to tell you about some really exciting things that are coming up. One of them is Freedom Law School, Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference coming up the 16th, 17th, and 18th. In Dallas, Texas, at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel. Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, Larry Beecraft, Dave Unkleif, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, and many, many others. And the guy Paymon that puts it on just does a fabulous job. Learn a lot on 9/11, taxes, the New World Order, privacy. Give them a call to get your tickets at 972 970-8877, 972-980-8877, or livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org. If you forget that website, just go to prisonplanet.com. On the right-hand side is a banner to the Freedom Law School 2007 Texas Justice and Freedom Conference. Also, Eat Foods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the preeminent, longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. It's where I've chosen to get my two shipments of food from in the last 8 years, 1 8 years ago and one earlier this year. It is freeze-dried, the highest quality, 99% organic. They can't guarantee that a few things like bananas and things aren't. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Call them. Get a free brochure. Find out about the food packages and preparedness packages they've got. Go to their website, efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, or their giant banners at the top of prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and go over there and get a two-month supply for each person in your family. Very inexpensive. Get a basic. I suggest a year supply for everyone in your family. You'll be amazed at how affordable this is with all the troubled times we're in. It's just the most basic security, most basic insurance you can eat. And it lasts 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And I'm not going to belabor this all day, but Loose Change Final Cut, the long-awaited DVD, is available right now at InfoWars.com. You can order it right now, and you can also get a discount on Endgame when you get it with it. All available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 or writing to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then last but not least, Endgame, where we are assaulting Amazon today. It got up to like number 25 last year with Terror Storm without us even trying. We're like, oh, look, it's number 25. So we said, oh, let's assault it and get number one. And we stayed in the top 20 for about 2 weeks. It went as high as number 8 on Amazon.com. And that really helped more stores and video stores believe in our brand, what we do, the info. And so Amazon has made a bigger order this time. Stores have made bigger orders. If we got a number one, folks, that makes the news. Amazon is what the retailers look at. And let me explain this. When I sell a DVD, I end up making about $10. And I'm a long way away from paying Endgame off, so I can make more films. When I sell it through Amazon, I make maximum $1.50, sometimes like 50 cents. Depends on how the whole equation is boiled down at the end after marketing and advertising and the distributor's cost. And the point is I'm literally losing money just so people that have never heard the truth, never seen the truth outside the choir, will be able to see this on bookstore shelves and video store shelves. This is the way to do it. Please go to prisonplanet.com. There's an article, Endgame Gears Up for Amazon Assault. Get the DVD now and help outsiders wake up to the truth, by Paul Watson. Well, actually, I wrote it, but Paul Watson wrote some more and posted it. There's something else I haven't even plugged yet, and that should be up on Infowars.com. And we're going to, there's an announcement, a special announcement, that we will be making coming up in the third hour. We'll continue with open phones today. Let me just play this clip, and then I'm going to write some notes and see if you catch the manipulation, see if you catch the spin, see if you catch the one-sidedness of all of this. This is Lou Dobbs, who's got a book out, the book that just came out, and listen to it very, very carefully. He's now an evil racist, they say. Here it is.
CNN personality Lou Dobbs had to deal with protesters during a stop at UCSD.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Lou Dobbs gotta go!
Dobbs was signing new copies of his book, Independence Day, Awakening the American Spirit, but he also awakened the attention of immigration activists who accuse him of racism.
He is, without question, a racist. He is against the Hispanic people from everywhere, especially Mexico.
I think it's great that the university supports the constitutional right of assembly and free speech, and I'm delighted to be one of those folks that are fortunate to live in a country where everybody gets to express themselves. I was delighted to see them doing just that.
Activists say Dobbs is a racist because he supports the Minuteman Project. Dobbs would not discuss the matter we just heard when we tried to ask him about it.
Okay. So, the whole tone is that he is an evil racist and he's bad, and the faces they're making on the local television station is, oh, how dare him, and let everybody say he's a racist at least 10 times. And he's too classy. By the way, the video and the rest of it's up on truthnews.us right now. Too classy to talk about how his wife's Hispanic. Now, what's happening here? Every time you hear this, A, they're trying to make it as if you're for national sovereignty and for controlling our borders and for not letting unlimited groups of people in from all over the world. Asia, Eastern Europe, Latin America. But Latin America is where most of them are coming from, so that's the main point. That you're against all Hispanics. The media always says that. And despite all that propaganda of, hey, the Hispanics are together on this, we're for open borders, it's a Hispanic issue. If you're a good Hispanic, you're for open borders. And if you're not, and you're a white person or black, you're really a racist. When in Gallup polls and every other major poll out there, it's between 67 and 71%, depending on which poll. They're never below 67. I've seen scores of them in the last few years. Upwards of 70% of Hispanics see right through this and know it's driving down their wages, bankrupting the economy. They know all this is happening. But they keep phrasing it, and Republicans will say, well, we've got to vote for open borders. Hispanics want it. But only 30% do. See, they act like it's a popular issue and that only weirdo racists under rocks or wearing white sheets want to control our borders. So they make it a racial issue. Secondarily, they don't ever talk about how Mexico has fences up with Guatemala, armed troops, and will hold someone for 6 months when they're captured coming in from Guatemala, and will hold you in open-air prisons in dirt floors with mosquitoes biting you. That's been on foreign news. I've seen it. I've read the human rights groups talking about it. I've seen the photographs. If an American citizen goes down there and does anything wrong, they'll lock you up and extort your family and suck you dry. Everybody knows about that. If you ought to live in Texas, you'd really know about it. The police are so dangerous in northern Mexico that the State Department says don't even go there if you're a tourist. So there's that, too. Then you expand out on this, the fact that in L.A. alone, almost 700 billboards put up at a local TV station saying L.A. is now Mexico. It said L.A. USA, and they crossed out USA on the billboard, and it says Mexico. Or that hundreds of stations are called the Invader, or La Raza, meaning up with the race, long live the race. Or that you go to these rallies and there's 2-to-1 Mexican flags against American flags, or that they fly the Mexican flag above the American flag, or that from Tucson to L.A., San Diego to Chicago in the last year, illegal aliens in hordes come in, go to post offices, go to public schools on video, in photos, never makes it out of the local news, though. We take it and put it out national. And pull down American flags and stomp them, burn them, you name it, and run up the Mexican flag. So we got groups saying this is Mexico, saying they're taking over. Our schools teach this was Mexico. They're pulling down the American flag or flying the Mexican flag above the American flag. The illegal aliens, on average, you take out 3 times more money than they even pay in taxes. That's California's own numbers. The vast majority of those in L.A. County jails are illegal aliens. They're criminals from Mexico run up here because they can have any identity they want. Then they engage in crime sprees here and then run back. We're in an absolute, complete, and total crisis. And Lou Dobbs mildly talks about it. Mildly spins it and says it's broken borders. No, it's not broken if it's designed to be open, Dobbs. And hundreds of people show up. I guess I had the phone turned up here on my headset, sorry. We've got all this happening, all this going on. All of this unfolding, and Lou Dobbs is bad. See, bullying American citizens and saying, you can't say no to people who run around screaming racist. Remember 2 months after the 9/11 attacks, they were having Latin American soccer championships in Mexico City, and the entire crowd, it was reported, there was video of it, was chanting Osama, Osama, Osama against the USA team and holding up pictures of Osama bin Laden. That's on record. And I'm sick of it. Then you actually study who had Texas and California, you know, the Six Flags of Texas, France, Spain, the Mexicans, the Texans, the Confederates, the U.S. I mean, this was the Wild Wild West. There were all these empires. Russia had California for a while, Oregon and Washington State. Does Russia have a claim? Could we have 30 million Russians taking down American flags and putting up Russian flags and saying, Russia had California, it's ours! Russia had the West Coast, we had it all the way into Idaho, and it's ours up into Canada. Russia says it's ours! We would laugh at them. And it wasn't enough. Do you know how Mexico lost the Southwest? They attacked Oklahoma. Over 1,000 Mexican troops attacked less than 20 federal U.S. scouts and murdered them all. They killed most of them. They surrendered, and they cold-bloodedly killed the rest, just like any survivors at the Alamo. There were two of them. They just killed them, burned them all in a big pile. And I'm supposed to go, oh, I love you so much, Mexico. You teach in all your textbooks that this is Mexico and you're going to reconquista us. And then 2 years ago, I'm out at a Mexican Independence Day rally, and there's these guys wearing green shirts that say Plan de San Diego. And a Hispanic friend of mine walks over and he goes, you know what that means in Spanish? And I said, no. And he said, that's a plan to kill all whites above the age of 16. He said, Google the plan of San Diego. I went home, University of Mexico, Mexico City, University of Texas, hundreds of historical documents. Germany took over Mexico from Spain. Maximilian, the crown prince of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, was sent to Mexico. He took the name Maximilian, with Frederick Maximilian. They had a few other German kings. They built the railroads, everything down there. Germany, during World War I, attacked the United States through treaty with Mexico. In one night, 23 people were killed alone. Now, under the German plan, they were only supposed to kill whites 16 and older, but they went ahead and just murdered toddlers, you name it. Now, they don't teach that in schools. What they teach was the Texas Ranger response going up to 3-1, 5-1 in fights with the Mexican paramilitary and kicking their butts. You don't like that, do you? You don't like that the Texas Rangers are got the real huevos, huh? You don't like it that your little German friend's plan didn't work, did you, in your hatred of America? You are the racist scum. And 70% of Hispanics stand with America because they are as America and Americana as it gets. And they know this is a good country for all its problems. And they know Mexico's corrupt and bad, where you got to lick down and lick the boots of the police, where they shake people down everywhere. I've been there and seen it. I've seen them pull our tour bus over with 100 people on it, or however many fit on one of those big, huge buses, and just demand money. I don't want to live like that. I know you think it's great and it's funny, but it isn't funny. And we're not going to shut up anymore about it. We're not going to sit here, and we're not going to take it anymore. And so Bush and the rest of his criminal gang talk about the Minutemen, who are literally the Texas Rangers of our day, who are just down there with binoculars reporting on the crime wave and all the criminality, and they call them all these names, and they demonize Simcox and get a few losers up there to talk about how he didn't build enough and how he got a couple $100,000 and tried and blah, 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 and you didn't get the equipment you needed, a bunch of old whining neocons. And I'm not even particularly defending Simcox. I don't even care. The point is that it's all about demonizing. You know, this is a sick joke. I mean, I didn't know what it meant when these guys who literally look like caricature devils in these green shirts were just cussing at me and looking at me with pure hatred. And I didn't know what San Diego meant. They were just smiling at me, just smiling, showing their teeth. And I went and found out, you want to kill me and my family? You want to murder my son? And you think I'm just going to sit here and go along with it? You think I'm going to sit here while the New World Order sets up the North American Union to enslave all our futures? Let me tell you something, you radical racist Chicanos who hate America. You don't try to keep your babies from taking your mercury shots, do you? You don't stop the, quote, liberal communities with their death mills murdering your Hispanic babies at the Margaret Sanger Nazi camps. You are trash. You are un-American scum. You hate this country, and I declare war on you. From the bottom of my heart and from the very base of my gut, from the center of my soul, you will be defeated, and your New World Order will be defeated. I swear allegiance to the United States of America and to Texas. Long live the Alamo. Long remember Goliad. Long remember San Jacinto. This is a great country, and you've teamed up with the New World Order, and you think you're going to have a bloody feast on the corpse of this country. You're going to lose, and how dare you, you racist scum, try to go in there and attack Lou Dobbs. We know you're the enemy, and we know what your plan is. You got it? We see you for what you are.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened easy.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those orange bodies. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
You tell them, Jimmy.
I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me.
I sit down with Big Brother.
Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother, no more slavery.
Play it for me, baby. Here it comes. I sat down with Big Brother.
Now, do you want a chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm? Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. Chip in me. Everybody. I sit down with Big Brother. 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 It's all about liberty.
Bravo, Jimmy Vaughn. Yeah, I got really mad earlier because it's so insulting to Americans, Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter, to have to sit here and have a bunch of people that hate this country, a large percentage of these illegal aliens, the others just won't work, being used as a political weapon by the big banks, the New World Order, to break this country up, and we're supposed to sit here and just shut up about it? I just feel so sorry for great Hispanic Americans who just want to live their lives and be part of this country, to have the media try to associate the racist trash with them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Disciples...